This is a sermon for the anniversary of amalgamation of two parishes to form one united parish, which we observe as Unity Sunday. And the scripture it reflects on is Matthew 5, verses 1 to 11. You might be looking at this week's pew sheet and thinking, Unity Sunday? What's that? This parish, the parish of Northern Albury, was formed 20-something years ago by amalgamating two already existing parishes. And when I got here a bit over 3 years ago and I was asking questions and listening to people about what the challenges and needs in the parish were, one recurring theme that I heard was that we didn't really have much unity. We had four different churches, each kind of doing their own thing, and not much shared vision or shared life. And it was put to me that this was something which urgently needed some work. So one thing we've done is that each year we've observed the Sunday closest to the anniversary of the amalgamation as Unity Sunday, and taken it as an opportunity to reflect on the story so far and the work that still has to be done as we seek to be a community of Christians maintaining the unity of the Spirit, as Paul puts it. So that's what this day is about, and that it happens to fall in Lent I think is not a terrible thing, because there's something a bit penitential about being reminded that our unity is a work in progress. But today I want to pick up on Jesus' words in our gospel reading. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Peacemaking is one aspect of building unity, just as peace is one outcome of healthy unity. But how often do we consider what it is to be a peacemaker? And here I'd like to be perhaps a bit provocative or challenging. I observe that in most churches, and I think it's certainly very true in this one, the kind of peacemaking that we default to is actually conflict avoidance. It's keeping a sort of a surface level peace by avoiding hard topics, by backing away from conversations when people get upset, and by working hard to keep everyone happy. After all, we have to live and worship together and get on, and that's not a good experience for anyone if we're upset, is it? And, you know, there is a time and a place for strategically avoiding upsetting people, and I'm not saying it's always bad. But when we don't have any other sort of skills or approaches in our toolkit to deal with issues in our life together, then it becomes a problem. Because avoiding conflict or avoiding ever upsetting people means that big problems don't get addressed, that unhealthy patterns of relating are not challenged, that deep needs go unmet, and that shared goals either are never agreed to or are not achieved. Conflict avoidance doesn't build unity, not the deep, healthy unity of a flourishing community. And it doesn't build real peace, because peace means something more than just nobody's upset right now, and means something more like we're working together in building a community in which everyone is safe and can flourish. So, blessed are the peacemakers, but churches are all too tempted to think that what we're actually called to do is avoid conflict at any cost. But what might peacemaking, real peacemaking, look like instead? Instead of avoiding talking about or dealing with things which make us irritated or upset or angry, it would look like dealing with them. It would look like doing the hard work of naming the issue, of listening to everyone on the issue, of being willing to articulate our own thoughts and feelings, and then together seeing if we can find a way forward. I observe that often people who raise issues are criticised for being divisive or driving conflict, but in fact they're often the people who see that the path to peace lies through resolving the obstacles, and who have the courage to be the person who has the hard conversations and names the hard things. I've actually been trying an exercise for the last little while as the parish priest, and that is that when people tell me that they're upset or irritated or anxious about something, I make a note of it. I have a little document on my computer with a running list, and every so often I look over that list and ask myself if we can do anything to address any of the issues on it. Now, I don't have all the answers. I often don't have a way to deal with that issue straight away, or I might not know the best way to tackle it. But in some things I've been able to do even quite small things, or to have a conversation with someone who might have more of an idea than I do, to try to shift whatever that issue is. And that is, in a small way, me seeing if I can build the discipline of peacemaking into how I approach my work in the parish. Just to give you a small example, it came up in several conversations that we had servers in the different centres of the parish who maybe hadn't been given much training or who felt anxious about knowing what to do and who were finding that made their volunteering more stressful, you know, understandably. So a few weeks ago, we gathered together a group of servers and spent an hour or so running a bit of a workshop, running through some things, doing some training, letting people ask whatever questions they'd never been able to ask before and so on. And I hope from what people have said to me that that's helped a bit. It's made that little corner of parish life that little bit more peaceful. I'm not suggesting that you all have to start keeping lists of every complaint someone ever has. I'm just using that as a practical example of instead of ignoring or glossing over or avoiding a problem, seeing if there's a way that it can actually be tackled and improved. Even the quality of how we listen to one another, how we allow each other to share our thoughts and feelings, and how willing we are to make space for that when those thoughts and feelings are different from our own, is a really simple but another really important aspect of peacemaking that we can all practice. Being willing to hear rather than to avoid things that might be hard to say. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God, and they will be those who build and maintain unity in the church and in the world.